This Book of the Week with Mandy Wiener on 702 and Cape Talk is brought to you by Standard Bank Wealth and Investment, the proud sponsors of the Kingsmead Book Fair. Standard Bank, it can be. And it is Thursday, so on Thursdays on the Midday Report, we do speak to the author of a local non-fiction book. And this week, the book is called On the Devil's Trail, and it's how I hunted down the Krugersdorp killers, Ben Blixam Boysen. I don't know if I can say that on the radio. I'm sure I can. The author is Nikki Gulesh and Ben Boysen himself. So you may have followed the story of the Krugersdorp cult killings or watched the TV series Devil's Dorp. I certainly did and was enthralled by it. So now a book about the Chuck Norris policeman who put the Krugersdorp killers behind bars. There was a string of police botches. So Captain Ben Boysen was assigned this case, the Krugersdorp killers case in 2016. 11 people had already been murdered by this group calling themselves Electus Perdeus. And Boysen made headlines when he arrested the mastermind, Cecilia Stain, and her accomplices. So this book really takes you behind the scenes of this investigation, goes into details behind these satanic killings, divulging new shocking details of the crimes, and it really is fascinating. I love these kinds of books that look at one police officer, one prosecutor, and that's why this book is so fascinating. So we're joined today by Nikki Gulesh, who is an assistant editor at the Sunday Times and the author of the book. Welcome to the Midday Report, Nikki.
Thanks so much for having me, Mandy.
So this book is fantastic because Ben is such a character, but it really does take us into the world of this police investigation. And people often assume, Nikki, and you'll know this from being in the media for a long time, that people think the whole of the police is incompetent or corrupt or incompetent or incapable. And I love individual stories like this because it shows what one police officer can do.
Yes. Exactly. And I find the story of Ben so compelling because he is, as you say, one of those really competent police officers. The man is so talented. And when we spent a lot of Mondays, because Monday is my day off because I work for the Sunday Times. We spent a lot of Mondays together and he would take me through his investigations process. And he's so talented and he's so good at what he does. I really wish that we could clone him.
That would be a lot of Ben Blixams out there, but in many ways that's what you need in the police service. And there are still many people like Ben, and this is the point that you make and that he makes, is that, you know, if you do have the capacity and the will to do the investigation, it's just good police work.
Yes, and it's about doing, because he relies very much on what he calls the old-fashioned methods, so the methods that he was taught back in detective school. You know, you do your job, you follow the leads, and it'll, and things happen. And you just be dogged and you just be disciplined about it.
That's
what he did.
Yeah, absolutely. The book also looks at the police incompetence, and there was some in this case for sure. And it looks at police complicity, inaction, how he had to hunt down the dockets, and also how he was drawn into the factional battles that so often we see in the police.
Yes, I mean the Krugersdorp killings is one part of the book, and I think it's the bulk of the book because, as he says, you know, it's all anyone who ever meets him wants to talk about. But he has also a very compelling story himself, and I found it really fascinating in researching the book how all sort of the major, you know, crises that have happened in the police, from the Richard and Cluley matter to the renditions and the departure of Anwar Dramat and Shadrach Speer, how those, how he intersected kind of with all those stories, and it, it's kind of like a bit of a modern history of the Hawk, certainly.
Yeah.
And how he then interfaced with all of that.
And also how it trickles down into the actual police work. Ben really had to get into the minds of the killers. And this is something that you write about, is like understanding the pathology around the killings and the motives around Cecilia Stain and the various other cast of characters here as well, about the mental play that was at work.
Yes. And it's really quite incredible about how, Cecilia Stain, who has a grade 9 education, if that can be believed, but who pretended she had something like 5 PhDs and who went so far as to prescribing medication for the, you know, the pharmacy at the Krugersdorp Private Hospital over the road from her flat would then, you know, she'd pass herself off as a fancy, you know, physician and so on. So, and what Ben found so compelling also was how she managed to con people that had degrees and fancy degrees. I mean, Zach Valentine had a, you know, passed cum laude, his BCom cum laude at Northwest University. How Marinda Stain, who was her deputy cult leader, you know, was a very well loved English teacher who had done very well and had an IQ of 140 apparently. As we know, Marinda's daughter, Marcel Stain, who was also one of the sentenced for the 11 murders, she was a minor at the time. She got 6 distinctions in the trick. So Cecilia, you know, in Ben's view, certainly behaved like your archetypal cult leader. How she used persuasion and age-old techniques of, you know, isolating people from their families and you know, so to bend them to her will.
Mm.
And she was very effective at it.
Sure. It's fascinating, the mental play that went on and the way that's unpacked in the book. And Nikki, for people that watched Devil's Dorp, that had maybe followed the media reports around this, what do you hope the book will add to the coverage of these cases?
What we did was to concentrate on what was new here. There's a lot of stuff that wasn't in the public domain in terms of, you know, affidavits. LaRue's confession, as he made it before, you know, the magistrate in Randfontein, that shows just how sort of prosaic this was. There's a lot of stuff that's, you know, that didn't, you know, wasn't like really out in the public eye before now. And that's thanks also in great part to Ben's incredible record keeping. He is meticulous. You should see his dockets. They're color coded. You know, he's very, very organized. And he has, had a lot of documentary evidence that wasn't out there, as I say. But also I think it does tell us, you know, what's happened after.
Yeah.
The court case was finalized. You know, what's happening now to the killers in prison?
Well, Nikki, congratulations on the book. It really is a fascinating, intriguing read. That's Nikki Gulesh. She's the author of the book. She's also an assistant editor at the Sunday Times. The book is called On the Devil's Trail. It's How I Hunted Down the Krugersdorp Killers, Ben Blixam Boysen. And if you're into crime, this is certainly one for you. And it highlights that case and the police work done in that case as well. Now, Kingsmead College is ready to welcome you back for the 10th annual Kingsmead Book Fair. Get to Kingsmead College on the 21st of May. Take a literary journey through stimulating talks and debates for readers of all ages. Visit kingsmead.co.za for more on the book fair. The Kingsmead Book Fair is proudly sponsored by Standard Bank Wealth and Investment. Standard Bank, it can be.